Nobody else there yet? Okay, I don't know. I'm the only guy. Nobody there tonight. Think they've gone on holiday. I'm going short of there, but he's hiding.
Rob David, how are you?
That's the HM.
Good.
Can't see you. It's like a Basco.
Good morning, Rob David.
When will be soon? Did you hear that, Basco? Oh, it was only me. I mean, now I'm shaking. Joseph says he's hiding with his banner again. Doesn't want us to see these fancy headphones.
You don't want to see this. You don't want to see this pudding.
Why not? It's not as bad as mine. At least you got a black beard.
I have to tell you, you know what's nice? If you see, the three guys on the top row for me, we have an Englishman, an Englishman, an Englishman. It's beautiful.
That's the way it should be. Where else do you want it?
Beautiful.
That's how the Irish organises it, obviously. Who knows what's important?
We have Menashe coming on, an Englishman. I'm not sure Avram Schwab.
No, he's not English.
All right.
British colony, Zimbabwe.
Ah, you see? Very nice.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, at least you know. I mean, now I can... it's funny. I know faces and I don't know names. And it's... You know, one day I'll marry the two together and I was
the only one.
You are the only one. Oh, you mean with this problem? I don't
know. Yeah. You can't. What did I say to upset him? I'm not trying to know anything in a minute. Well, I'm very in his hands.
Okay, Tov, morning, everybody.
Good morning, Rav Shear.
I'm apologize. I'm a bit late. Sorry about that. I didn't notice.
Rob, okay, if I can ask, you said to remind you at the beginning of one of the Shirim about the differences that's going to be going on with Tefila this year for the Yom Ram.
Yeah, okay. Let's shkoch for the reminder. Let me think where we're going to go with that. Okay. Want to try and always fit it into what we're dealing with. Okay, Basela, let's see if we can pick that up. If not today, tomorrow maybe. Let's see, Basela, let's see how we deal with that. Okay, yesterday we spoke about nishenus. That's what we've been dealing with for quite a while. Understanding suffering, how to deal with it, there's the Gemara, the end of Yevamos. There's two ways of dealing with it. The one is to rise above it. That's Rabbi Meir. And the other one is to hold on tight to yourself and go under the waves. That's Rabbi Akiva. So, how to deal with the challenges we have to face with. We have to look at that Gemara at the end of Yevamos also sometimes. Very, very, the sadistic Gemara in how one deals with life's challenges. Fine. So yesterday we saw the nature of an Nisoin. The different natures of a Nisoyin, the different manifestations of how that happens, and what our job in the Nisoyin is. And we also saw the very important Yesod right at the end of what we saw in the Sefer yesterday on Reish Samach Tes, is that it's Dafka where the challenges are, it's Dafka where the difficulties and the Nisoyinus are. That's Dafka your job. That's Dafka your Shlichus, your unique mission in this world, and that's Dafka where you win it. That's where you get paid. That's what you're being paid for. That's where the reward is. That's where the greatness is. You know, for sure, if you've got a good midah because you worked on that and you built that and you made it into a good midah. So we're not talking about that. We're talking about the things you got given. And Hashem just gives us stuff. Some people are born with anava. And some people are born with enormous gaiva. So a guy born with anava doesn't become great because he's an anav. That was just what he was given. You're not great because Hashem gave you two legs. You've got a nose. Everyone's got a nose. You know that you don't get rewarded for. But the guy who's a Baal Gaiva and he becomes an Onov, or he takes steps to chipping away at his Gaiva and more becomes, so that's great. That's exactly where his Nisoyen is. That's where he's supposed to be doing his work. That's his unique Shlichus. That's what Hashem's given him. And as we mentioned, the Koyach of the Mashalach is in the Shliach. The Shliach has all the Koyachs of the one who sent him. So if you see Yisurim, Nisoyenus, as a Shlichus, So then one has enormous resources to deal with that shlichus. There's other things that play in there that make it more difficult. Our own ritzoinus, the retzahara, there's a lot going on, but one has to at least understand the MS of the situation in order to deal with it first. So I don't want to go into the sugya of the Nisayon of Rosh Hashanah this year in depth. I just want to raise the question so that you can think about it a bit, and maybe together we can think of some of the solutions. I just want to be magdi of the problem. Could be people haven't gone beyond just the practical problem of where I'm going to daven this Rosh Hashanah, and I'm going to be inside, outside. Yeah, blah, 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 blah. There's a bigger problem than that. So maybe just if I'll put the problem on the table, and then you'll think about it if you want, and then maybe we'll get some feedback and you'll see how each person thinks when has to deal with this. We just need a general hug. Is that okay? I mean, or you want to go by to the sefer, whatever the ulam wants. I'm happy to just carry on learning the sefer. It's also choshuv and important. I think it's important just to be magdi the problem of Rosh Hashanah here. Rosh Hashanah this year is a big problem. And as I said, not just because of the practical problem of where I'm going to daven. I mean, that's part of it, but there's a much bigger problem here. So generally speaking, as Agdoma, generally, that's okay, we can go weiter with it. Rabbi Israel, you're okay with that? You can nod. Yeah, you're fine with it. Okay, fine, good, okay. So, first of all, when there's a problem like this in the world that we have today, certainly in Israel at the moment, it's bad. I assume other places have a similar problem, each one according to their own situations. But for sure, yeah, if you're in Beit Shemesh, is where most of you are, this is going to be a big problem. And we need to approach it. How do you approach a thing like this? So why Hashem's doing this? Then you have to phone up your local Navi, and you ask your Navi. So now Hashem does what he's doing. But however, we do have to look at the reality. And that reality has to be, and we have to do something with that reality. The reality tells things. Why Hashem's doing this? Why did Hashem create the world? We don't know. Why does Hashem do anything? We don't really know. But we know that Hashem did something. That is. So based on what it is, we have to ask a question. So now, Rosh Hashanah is a problem. Because Rosh Hashanah, we used to a certain type of davening. We used to a certain hislivus, a certain elevation in our davening because of the chazan, because of the roiv am, just everything, the whole atmosphere in our davening, in the shul, in different to the rest of the year. And that's what Hashem wants. The davening is betzibu. Davening is not beichidus. Hadus made up a rave am. There's an Indian of rave am. These are all Torah wants. You can't come and tell me, yeah, well, you see, lechatchila, Hashem wants us to be alone, and now you can build yourself. And that's all Hashem wants. The Torah wants us to be davening. Is with these slaves. You get touched, you get affected by that Islavus. So everybody davens in Rosh Hashanah, wherever you daven, if you daven in the proper place, so the davening touches you, it affects you, it has an impact on you. And you ride that. If you just sit there and do nothing and enjoy the chazan, for sure that's not what the game is. But do something, it's supposed to lift us up, it's supposed to elevate us, it's supposed to help us to do the avoider of whatever the avoider is on that particular, whether it's halal on Leila Seder, whether it's Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, for sure. Years. Everyone knows the Mod Meyuchad. And this year, most of us, all of us, are not going to have that. The nature of the situation we're in is we're going to be davening in much smaller groups. We're going to be davening in not the best situation. Aside in the Pesach, this, that, I don't know what everybody's doing. And the question is, and this is bothering me, Telly, I don't know if it's bothering you, but it's bothering me. And that is how's one going to connect and how's going to mitlahev and connect to the avoid of the davening without the tools and without the roiv am and without the kihila and the tzibu that we normally have. What is the avoider? Yeah, even though it's not the way it's supposed to be, but it is what it is now. This is the reality. And we adults, we don't run away from reality and wish it wasn't like that. This is what is. And we have to deal with what is. You know, so unless something miraculous happens in the next week, that's going to be the situation. We have to be prepared for it. I'm not going to wait till the last minute and say, well, if there's a miracle, I don't have to worry about it. So like 3 minutes before Rosh Hashanah, I'll worry about that if the miracle doesn't happen. No, that's not our approach. The approach is we have to do what we have to do. If Hashem makes a miracle, he makes a miracle. But in the meantime, we have to start already. It could be I don't know, I'm just speculating. It just could be that the work in Slichus, which starts for the Ashkenazim anyway, Motzei Shabbos, might be the beginning. That's why it's a good time to think about it now. As we start saying Slichus, maybe the approach, the Gisha to Slichus has to be different because the approach to Rosh Hashanah may be different this year. I don't know. Anyway, that's the problem. I think it's a problem that I've spoken to a lot of people are feeling this issue. You know, if you're not interested in the avoid and you're just going to, well, you know, and normally when I daven, yeah, so the chavan daven, it's very geschmack, and this year, you know, the entertainment level of the chazan will be a little bit less. Fine. Approach, then you don't have a problem because you never davened on Rosh Hashanah for the chazan davens, and you just kind of enjoy the entertainment. But for anybody who understands, it's avoided to be done on Rosh Hashanah, and for sure the chazan and the davening and the chazaras and the whole his life of the event is ma'od mashpi on us, but there's avoided to be done, yeah, and the avoided this year is very different. I think that's obvious. It has to be very different because you don't have that. So that's the problem, and that's what I want to talk about a little bit. But I think it's important that the Olam first thinks about it for a day or two and looks at themselves and takes a good, hard, deep look at themselves and thinks about first of all, is this a problem? Do they see the problem here? There are people that every year, I know people every year, they daven a Nights Minyan with 15 or 20 other Reichim, and that's Rosh Hashanah davening. And it could be for them, nothing's going to change, and therefore it's just business as usual. But for a lot of us, it's not like that. For a lot of us, it's, we're Rosh Hashanah, you're already eating seats, and you're already looking, and you're trying to see where you can fit the kids in, and how you can do this, and as Noshim's opened up, and Mot Chashuv, that place for the woman, this year we don't have that either sometimes, a lot of places, kind of facilitate the woman. That's not a partial thing. Mot chashuv, the schus of the davening is what makes our tefillahs go through. So yeah, there's a lot of problems, and we need to, I believe, to get in touch with that. Certainly, I feel I need to get in touch with that. So, I think Boilam needs to think about it. We'll get together day or two, and we'll think about it more. We'll come up with different ideas of how one is going to approach this Hashanah. I mean, it's even a problem. I remember when I came from Chutzlach to Eretz Yisrael, my first Rosh Hashanah year, it was hard because the davening wasn't exactly the same. The nigunim was slightly different, whatever. You know, you for that special nigun that you used to, and the chazan gets up, and it's a little bit yuk. It's not, he was a little, and it must have messes up the whole davening. You know, you know what I'm thinking about? It's funny. And then 10 years later, afterwards, you get used to it, it's geschmack, whatever, and then you have to be somewhere else, and it's suddenly, you know, you're old nigger and you can't handle it. We're funny people. So this year is going to be very, very challenging. You need to know. I don't know. It's a bother, and it's a worry, and it's a bit scary, and that's bothering me. So I thought, yeah, let's at least put the problem on the table. And the Mitzvah Shem, we'll share as we go along, heading tomorrow, Friday, next week, before we get there, we should maybe talk about this a little bit. Maybe talk about Slichus a little bit as well on Friday morning. Maybe we'll discuss Slichus a little bit as well, because it's also odd not muvan what we're doing in Slichus. Okay. Fine. So that's, if anyone's got any questions about the problem on the question, I'm happy to deal with. I don't want to take possible solutions and answers yet. It needs to sink in, and we need to think about this long and hard. So if there's no problems with the question, if the questions move on and the difficulty that I've described is move on and everybody's okay with that, so then we'll push forward in the safer a little bit, and then let's see what comes up. Once you put a question label, things can happen. Okay, so Reish Samachtes at the bottom of the page. We mentioned yesterday that one of the enormous milers of understanding and Nisoyin as a Shlichus and where it's coming from is that over your shoulder and looking around to see what else has got and doing and what's happening in other people's lives, because you understand that this is your unique shlichus. The same as a malach who has his unique tachlis and his essence. He's not looking at somebody else. Gabriel is not looking at Micha wishing that he was on the right side or he left side, because he understands that Gabriel is gvura And that's where he needs to be, and that's his unique job. And he's not Michal. Michal has got his unique job, and he's not wishing that he was Gavriel, and because that's what. And so that's how we have to look at it. We are unique shlichus, our unique case, because we have a unique goal that we to arrive at. And therefore, a person have jealousy. So let's this further. What is the biggest cause, the source, feeling, the strongest feeling that causes people suffering and bitterness and sadness and depression, God forbid? Why do I be worse off than else? Am I suffering more than him? Why does he have panos and I don't? Why does he have shalom and I don't? Why has he got wonderful children and I don't? Why? But lama at me, I'm me. And he just says, come on, cool. I want to be like everybody else. I want to be like everybody else. Im lokol lachem yesh kesef, mani rotze kesef. Which is a lie, because most people don't have me. All you know about is the very small percentage of people that are very wealthy. They want to be like them. Truth is, most people are not. Im lokol lachem yesh chay nesuin musharim. The full happy need love. As gam ani chofetz bem. Gam ani. Im lokol lachem yesh yeladim. Gam atze yeladim. And I want, everybody wants what everybody else has got. Everybody thinks that this situation is better. Olam sheresh hayedia. Olam sheresh hayedia sheni. Whoa. Sorry about any messages coming up here. I can't. I don't know how to do this. It's crazy. Every time a WhatsApp comes up, it shuts down Zoom. Fine. All right. Zoom at all with WhatsApp. So yeah. Everyone's got children. I also want children. Everyone's got good children. I also want good children. Yeah. Everyone can learn. Can't. Why can't I? But that's where most of our anguish comes from. It's not so much from the problem. It's from the fact I feel like I'm not there as the problem. But I'm sure she had this in any yochid mechad im tachli say mechadish sheli. However, the feeling that I'm unique and I'm alone in this particular situation. In the Sibos Chaim Yerushalayim, Alashlim is Tachlisa. Unique situations and a unique package deal that I need to fulfill in order to be Sholem with my life, to fulfill my purpose. Yedir Zoy Sugelis Lishnoises Kol Hamabat Alachaim. Understanding that properly can influence whole perspective of reality. Your whole life changes. Imanisavel Boifen Sholem Measher Harim. If I'm suffering a certain area among other people. Why has he got what he's got and I don't have it? Or why do I have something he doesn't have? Because we got very different jobs. Well, I want the plumber's tools, but you were given it as an electrician. Yeah, but he's got such nice tools and he's got this big span and whatever, and I want that. But you're an electrician. Therefore, you got given the bag that says tools for electrician. You didn't get the bag that says tools for plumbers. You got a different job, you get different tools, different situation, different work. And it's not, and they don't have that, so they don't need the situations you've got. Atzada Rishon Litmoded, the first step that one needs to take in order to deal with the Idgash Hudalala, Hula Haki Bichusa Hamyuchedis. The first thing you have to do is recognize this is my unique job, designed and sent to me and specific. My needs. If I might be saying your full level is a if I'll stand, that's where my great lies. We in law as can't hear if I don't, and this is where I'll fall. This is where I'll trap. Harigasha hakla ki echad hamashpim agedolim al koichas hanefesh. We know kin is something that takes a person out of his world. It's very difficult to function when you're in a space of jealousy. We all know it's a terrible midah. Was a chazak. Pounces and you kinna covered and taiva, we know three things are more dickmill. But kinna specifically, it's a big influence on our functioning. Globichdi, Hizrul Chazal, Shekini Himin Advarim, and Moitzimus Regesh Tophis is Libo Shalava, Enumane, Lolish Tsache. It holds you tight, you can't get free from it. You can't daven, you can't think, you function, you're burning, burning, burning. When a person has an pain, this kina adds an unnecessary pain to the suffering. It makes the problem worse. It's for nothing. You don't need it. Sefel ein lo shayches yeshilah etzem akei vatzah. The etzem nisoyin, the pain, the suffering of the pain, that's the suffering of the pain. That was designed. But the extra tzah that you get from the kina, who asked you that extra tzah? There wasn't there from Shema. That's exactly you chose to bring upon yourself to being the cup. Instead of a marshal. Let's take for ourselves a marshal. Let's say, for example, 95%. Let's say you live in a world where 95% of young couples have children. Would the suffering of those people who don't have children be so great? No. The suffering, people don't have, there's a suffering there. No one, shelo neida. For sure everybody understands that there's a there. But we all know the added the suffering on top of the suffering, most of it comes from the fact, well, because everyone else has got children, why don't I? But if everybody doesn't have children, what's the deal? Then the children would be understood. 95% people don't have children. Why did I think I would hold them? Not just children, it causes the tzar v'agmas nefesh. What's really causing the tzar, above the natural tzar, of course, is, but we don't and other people do. Let's say 95% of the people where you live have children that are retarded, let's say. With the string over and above suffering of a child like that. He's so great, wonderful. That move on, of course. You know, why did you think be different? Everybody's locked in town, so my bayah. So for sure, there's a suffering in having a child like that, difficulties, that's for sure. Aval the unnecessary tzavafet nefesh that comes through the kina that you wouldn't. That's in our call. If we would admit to ourselves, when a person has a nisoyin, whatever the nisoyin is, if he would admit to himself, take the suffering that you're going through and break it down and see how much of the suffering is from the etzem problem that Hashem has given you, and how much of it is because sibot that you have created in your imagination, through kina, through kavod, through all other type of dimyoinus, you'll see that most of the pain that you're suffering is nothing to do with the etzem nisayon. Most of the pain comes from the peripheral thoughts and the yetzer horrors that why is this happening to me, and blah, 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 and the next door neighbor, and then the world's got children, why can't I have children? All the dimyoinus. You have to go back into your cells. You have a unique job only for you. He lives recognition that he is an entire. In the world where he lives, no children. And if Adam HaRishon didn't have children, so good, because in Adam HaRishon's world, no one has children. So what would be the problem? First, there's to know, you are Olam Mole. So if a person has a certain nisoyin, he's having panasa problems. You must know everyone in the world has panasa problems. No, but he's a rich man. Yeah, but he doesn't live in your world. That God doesn't exist in your world. In your world, no one has money. Or in your world, everyone's gvir, and therefore he has nisoyinus and suffering that comes with being wealthy. You know, we have to get that into as well. You know, money, you know, comes with a lot of tsar, a lot of problems. Money is not free. That's with all of them. whether it's sick or problem children or whatever, Rahmanat, some of the problems are in your world, everyone has that problem. Let's say this person was the only person in the world after the Mabul, the only person in the world. And he didn't have children. Would it bother him? I mean, the etzem fact he doesn't have a child would bother him for sure. He had to work from down to make up a nosa, he's the only person in the world. Okay, so that etzem nisoyin would bother him, but not more. You know, it would be a 2 out of 10 on the Richter scale. Richter scale. What takes it from 8 to 10 is the fact that why me? Everybody else no, and why everybody else yes, and why me? A libidem a sainzim et siestim yoinis. This is not when a person has a funny thing, so I'm the only person in the world who has this problem. No, in your world, everyone has this problem. Just you look at everybody else, they don't live in your world. Well, it's not demon, it's the Matthias. Who yochid ba'olam? Ba'olam shelo, chen tzarech liyos, chayle, av shekol rachman latzon ha'choshud. In his world, that's what he needs to do. He needs to be this person that's going through the suffering right now. In Hashem's world, you are the whole world. He's giving this person exactly what he needs to fulfill his goals. What you don't have, you don't need. If you needed it, you'd have it. I read this somewhere, I don't remember where, it was a mighty key idea, yeah. There was a certain woman, I don't know what the story was, but she had a terrifying illness, I'm not sure what the problem was. And one of her children said to her, why is this happening to us? So she gave an answer that is mamish, unbelievable, and well with what we're learning here. It's an added little kudder to put in here when you're thinking about why me. She said, I don't want me, and I'll tell you why, because I suddenly realized that I never when things were going good. When I woke up in the morning and I could see, I didn't say, Hashem, why am I blind people in the world? Why am I blind? Why did you give me eyes? Why did you give me legs? Why did you give me a family? Why did you give me children? Why did you give me all the things that we have? Me? You know, there's a lot of things we have other people don't have, God forbid. And a lot of things. Most things. We have a lot of stuff that people out there that don't have. Did you ever say, why me? Wow, I wonder why me? What do I do to deserve this? Thank you, Hashem, why me? She said, since I never asked why me on the good things, I'm not prepared to ask why on the good things. That's a mighty, mighty insight. Unbelievable. Why you? Go take out a piece of paper, the list of all the things that are good in your life, and ask yourself, are you? You know? It's a mighty insight. And the other thing is look at the Masilus Yesharim. Also, the Chazak a little bit here. If you look in the Masilus Yesharim, you'll see there that he says a funny thing. If you said he's exaggerating, yeah, that you're an Olam Mole and you're the only person in your world, only one world, you know, but it's not, doesn't look like that because we people. There's an unbelievable thing that most people, in the beginning there, he says, Ma chovosoi ba'olamoi, Ma chovosoi ba'olamoi. So to say this, it's a person has to know, has to know it with an absolute truth. That's in the singular. It's not ma'achoyves bo'elom. What's your obligations in the world? No, ma'achoyves bo'elom moi. What's his obligation? His world. What do you mean in his world? Yeah, in his world. He has to work out what his unique mission in the world is. Ma'achoyves bo'elom. What are you living for? What I'm living for is not what you're living for. I've got a different mission to you. If I have to find out what's my obligation in my world, if I'm here, if I have a different job to you, then for sure I'm going to have different conditions and different situations in order to know what to do. My job, you know, my job with children, my job requires me not to have children. The Yenna's job requires children. You know, so there's a suffering. There's a suffering not having children. There's a suffering in children. I don't think that everything takes away your suffering. Anyone's got teenagers, for state, there's no, with Tzoros also. A big brocha, but it comes with Tzoros also. But also it can be a brocha sometimes. People do enormous thing because they didn't have children, that they wouldn't have been able to have the Yeset children. But each person's job, you can't compare yourself to him. His job in the world needs him to have children. His job requires him to have children. That's an important, important MS that we need to internalize. Balamoy, what your world require from you. Irrelevant what his world requires. His world has different rules and regulations because they have a different type. Okay, so that's things to think about. A lot to think about, right? A lot to think about. So, it's Elul. People have to find time to, have to carve out time to think. We're going into Rosh Hashanah that is probably everybody else facing. What was the last time we faced a Rosh Hashanah where we looked Rosh Hashanah, you think, wow, look what Hashem lost Rosh Hashanah. Look at all the Gzeir Hashem made last Rosh Hashanah. It's real. Last Rosh Hashanah, we were doing our thing and it was busy rain for us. I was going into this Rosh Hashanah. We have to have a bit of seriousness and think about where we want to go. Yeah, there's a lot to think about. Yeah, you sort then relieve us from unbelievable amounts of suffering. You just recognize that the pain from the suffering from the Nisipan that you can't do anything about. But what's all this unnecessary pain that you're bringing upon yourself by the jealousy? That's ma'ot chashuv. That's something that we have to think about. Okay, Seder, any questions, comments, reactions? More than happy to deal with. Otherwise, we'll meet again tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem.
Thanks, Rabbi.
Please think about this Rosh Hashanah question I asked. If it's not a problem, think about it, good, but I really want to hear what the Olam has to say. I need to hear your ideas.
Yeah.
Thank you.